I envision a world. Well, I don't know about a world because every country should be able to govern themselves. But I envision a country, much like the United States, in which all individuals are free to decide for themselves what they choose to put in their own bodies, how they choose to raise their children, how they choose to raise their, how they choose to spend their money, how they choose to live their lives and make decisions for themselves and their loved ones, etc. And I think in a sense, we have come a long ways from a cultural perspective. Anyways, it's April 1st, 2019. This is your host, Michael J. Long. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. I wanted to try and kind of emphasize just a tad bit on what I think the solution might be. The deficit has been increasing for a long time. We don't have a $0 deficit. All right. It'd be nice if we did, you know, but we don't. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in the 1990s, we had an $18 deficit from the prior administrations with, you know, Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, Carter, and all them. With Clinton, it went from 18 to 19 trillion, I think 20 trillion with Bush, I think with, well, not maybe 18 with Bush, 17 with Clinton. Obama increased the deficit to about maybe 19 to 20 by the end of his second term. Now we're in 22 trillion. Now we're running a 22 trillion deficit under the Trump administration. And as far as the border wall is concerned, in terms of building the border walls and stuff like that along the U.S.-Mexican border, that's already been done by the Obama administration, the Bush administration before him, and even the Clinton administration. And yet, you know, in spite of this, you have lawsuits that are pending in the courts because the federal government seized private property along that frontier border front. Small businesses and homeowners had to abandon their property by force of arms by the government so that these walls could be established in those sectors, along other sectors in unclaimed territory that could have been used for other purposes. So I don't see how putting a wall up is going to curb the deficit. But at the same time, we've been forever going to war, so that can have a massive impact on the deficit, especially when we're printing money out of thin air and trying to economically manage the economy. And what I think the solution might be as far as the economy is concerned, because most of this is government debt. This isn't free market debt. This is government debt. And you look at most statistics in most cities throughout the country, and they're going in debt. Why? Because they're running amok. They're collecting loans, and they're not. Local state county governments have their own deficits. The federal government has this huge deficit on top of this, on top of having programs for the local governments to say, hey, you should invest your money that you get from the local taxes or the state taxes in some of the states that have state taxes and the federal taxes in ABC XYZ. So now we need to spend $1 trillion on revamping the city or paying for pensions or the roads and this and that and the other thing. So I think there desperately needs to be free market reforms to how the economy works. And I think the solution might be that we have less government, not more government. But I mean, if we can get on track with having, being used to having less government and making, this can even be achieved in most cities if you have the free market paving and building the roads. I think there was a show or video I was listening to on YouTube by Reason, and they talked about how you know, free markets would be the best, and they provided examples. If we had more free markets in this country in terms of building the roads would be close-knitted, the businesses, because, and if the roads were privately owned and privately managed, the roads would be, the businesses would set themselves up in closer proximity to the roads. You'd have less cars on the roads because not everybody's going to want to pay usage fees, etc., for the people who own the roads. And therefore, it might make privately owned bus transit more accessible, which overall would be good for the environment. But try convincing the Democratic Party this, and you would be, you know, laughed at as a fool for even suggesting such a reform, because they want more big government. Whether it's, especially with regards to the two major parties. So, I think that's something to look at. Free markets, I think, is the answer in the future of any type of success that you're going to implement. I think we should have a lot more free markets, especially at the local, state, and county levels. You could privatize the fire departments in most cities throughout the country. You would then either have a charitable foundation or even a for-profit, for that matter. You would have some type of company or charity, like your volunteer fire departments, for instance, you know, putting out fires, and that sort of stuff, rescuing people, you know, EMS services and providing medical needs, etc. But you wouldn't have deficits at the local level if we had most local governments following suit. But whatever debt that the local governments accumulate, that is debt that belongs solely to the local governments, unless they're investing in taxpayers' money through the state or federal governments. And you can kind of see how that would be more or less interconnected, that we would be giving money out to all the local governments and have them invest in ABC XYZ, and then they get more and more in debt as a result. And when I see the federal government, doing what it's doing in terms of warfare, and it's not just that we send the troops to war. I mean, it might be good for the military industrial complex and their jobs, you know, people who work. But it's not good for everybody else. It might be good for Lockheed Martin, but, you know, there's a lot, but it's not good for 90% of most small businesses, if not all. It's not good for most corporations or most companies, for that matter, unless you're an oil company. It's not good for, and I don't even know if it's that good for the oil companies unless there's oil involved. But most of our wars, especially most of today's wars, are they're useless, and we're no more safer than we were when we started these wars that we've had in the Middle East, and all over the place, actually. So the solution there might be to bring the troops home from all over the world, not just in the Middle East, but send them home from Europe, from Asia, from Canada, from wherever we have military bases, and the troops home, send our resources home, and close down all of our military bases. You know, that's a solution. And a solution for civil liberties as far as how we treat foreign individuals, like the people that are being held at Guantanamo, let's prosecute them let's investigate which ones are terrorists and which ones aren't. Have them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And then we can determine whether we should put them away for life or what the penalty should be for them at that point in time. And instead of just holding them without even a trial. You know what I mean? And then we'd be able to better reason in terms of, okay, who's the bad guy and who's not? Who should be released and who should be prosecuted and sent away through the legal system, through the right way? And, you know, but if we did that and we didn't have so much of these wars that we're having, I doubt very seriously we would be running a deficit if we weren't printing money out of thin air, if we weren't going to war, if we weren't, you know, I mean, it's a tough call, but I think at the rate that our deficit, I think we got to close the Federal Reserves and end the Federal Reserves. I think we got to bring our troops home and shut down our military bases from Europe, from Asia, from the Middle East, from wherever we have military bases in foreign countries. Let's shut them all down, bring our troops home, reduce the size of the military, and also we can look at, and then we should look into privatizing the VA, the veterans, hence the Veterans Administration, look into getting rid of the Department of Education, and, you know, let the colleges control their financial aid, so privatize financial aid like it was before the Affordable Health Care Act. And here's another idea. Let's get rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, because I don't think that's going to do anything for us. And if anything, that adds to the deficit. Let's have free market reforms. And instead of always wanting more socialism or a single payer health care system and all this garbage, let's focus on the real issue. Such as, what can we do to allow private insurance and other such services for people with disabilities and mental illnesses alike to be able to offer their services across state lines, whether they may be free market services or even state government services, because you're dealing with commerce here. You know, this ain't law enforcement where you have to have, what's it called? There's due process and there's jurisdiction. Jurisdiction, that's what it's called. We're dealing with services here. Essential services that can be issued across state lines, among most states. So what? And then whatever works, works. Whatever doesn't can be erased, you know? I mean, let's have free market reforms. Definitely, I would agree with that. But I think we need to seriously look at addressing the deficit and the size of the government and what we can do to reduce it and ensure that the individual is empowered to live out how he or she chooses. And to come up with a plan like that, I think that's what we should be focused on. Let's have a discussion about all that, you know. So anyways, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.